Australia's disability strategy aims to build a more inclusive country with a strong focus on rights and access to justice. But people with disability continue to experience high rates of violence, abuse and neglect, and often face barriers when turning to police and the legal system. So what support is available and how are organisations stepping in to help? Powered Media's Emma Myers reports.
It's been a long journey for Australians with disability to feel included and safe. Disability advocate Rosie Putlin has had discrimination experiences throughout her life until she found her voice. Sam Drummond started by asking her when her disability journey began.
I was born with my disability. I've had experiences of disability and of discrimination all throughout my life. You know, even from things in my childhood with discrimination and with experiences with the justice system as well, they're so deeply connected to my experience as a disabled person. And I just think coming into adulthood, it's about connecting all of those pieces and coming to terms with, you know, what it means to be disabled, but also what it means to have been a disabled child as well, without necessarily having that language around it.
So was that a light bulb moment then where you realised where the issues are, had always been, you just hadn't quite understood it? Or...
Yeah, it's so interesting because it's like it's slowly, slowly, but then it's all at once at the same time. I don't know if there was quite the light bulb moment, but you know, that slow rolling in of that self-realisation or that self-actualisation, you know, it sounds so high and mighty, but you know, that is kind of how it feels in a lot of ways.
Was that difficult or helpful for you?
I think it was helpful for me. I remember being at the National Youth Disability Summit, and it was the first time I was in a space where there was just all young disabled people in the room. Everyone had different mobility aids. You know, I remember we were sitting in the dining hall and there was someone playing piano and someone singing and someone signing next to them. And there was the chatter and the hubbub of the room. And like, I get goosebumps thinking about it now because it was that first moment that I thought, oh, I belong here. I'm in this space and I'm in this community. And even though I didn't know everyone in the room, there was those threads of connection.
When that happens, who benefits more? Is it that person with the microphone who is finally being heard? Or is it the broader community who is hearing those stories for the first time?
That's such a good question. There's benefits, but they're in different ways. You know, I know what it's like to not be heard. And I know what it's like to have your story questioned at a really, you know, baseline level. And so that feeling of validation for the first time or even for times over, you know, it takes you back to that. It reminds you of those times that you haven't been heard. And it's that little sign of progress. And the other part of it is that representation side and that broader community side.
When haven't you been heard?
So I was having this conversation with someone recently about like a conversation that I was having with someone where I wasn't heard. And I said, you know, it brings me back to being a victim survivor, going through court and having, you know, the lawyers on the other side questioning your story and bringing up parts of your life, trying to discredit you as a person who's been through something really difficult. And, you know, this is not unique. So many disabled people, you know, we heard in the Disability Royal Commission, have faced horrific things in their life. And when we think about, is the justice system accessible? Do disabled people, are they able to receive justice? What do those processes look like? Are they obtainable? I think that's a bigger question than, like, I don't know if we have the answers.
With your contact with the justice system as a victim survivor, what would have true justice looked like for you? And how could they have done that differently for anyone with a disability?
I think actually so many of the things that were put in place for victims did benefit me as an autistic person. So, you know, when I was going through the system, I was really fortunate to be able to record my initial interview and statement. And that was something that was able to be played in the court rather than me having to re-go through those sorts of things, you know, in a live trial, for example.
Powered Media's Emma Myers with that story. For this and more stories about the disability strategy, you can check out Building Inclusion wherever you get your podcasts.